everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scoots for the 3rd of April. Okay, so the moon enters Capricorn at 7 minutes past midnight today. So, you know, it allows us to be more determined and focused. Good energy over the next couple of days and supports what I was saying yesterday about becoming more organised and structured. It can increase our productivity. Also great energy for long-term planning, but negatively can make us and others more emotionally detached. We can burn out and overwork, so make sure you take time out for fun. This is a note to myself as much as it is to you guys as well, and I just want to thank you guys for listening as well. So yeah, the best use of the moon Capricorn is for career planning, also, you know, all types of self-development, spiritual practice planning, goal setting, and just to increase productivity and just look into your life and figure out where you can cut out the waste, where you may not be using your time, money and other resources efficiently as well. Also today, the Sun makes a semi-sextile to Saturn, and this affects us up until about the 5th of April. So again, you know, it gives us the discipline, practicality, and can help us act a bit more responsible. The Sun's in Pisces, why this happened, and Saturn's in Aquarius. So it just supports us and encourages us to work diligently and to focus on achieving our goals and letting go of the old, which the last quarter moon phase wants us to do over the next 3 to 4 days, and prioritize our responsibilities and make slow and steady steps towards achieving our goals as well. And negatively, you know, there can be a clash between Saturn and Aquarius and Pisces energy of the Sun being in Pisces. So, you know, it can highlight our tendencies where we may lack patience with others or ourselves. We'll have to sort of like navigate obstacles and use our perseverance and willpower to overcome them. It can also highlight where we may be crap at handling our organisation skills and, you know, establishing our boundaries in our life. And, you know, don't feel bad about this. We all can sometimes, but, you know, sometimes we can think, oh, if we're nice or we do things the right ways, other people might as well, but this is not always the case. So the best use of this energy is to use it to effectively manage your time and resources better, setting out a plan, writing it down. This is something I'm doing and making sure I stick to routines. Yeah, myself, make sure you set realistic timelines and just be open. The Sun also makes a quintile to Pluto today, so this is more of a subtle esoteric energy. So this allows us to tap into our inner strength. We can be empowered while this happens. Pluto's in Capricorn while this happens, and of course the Sun's in Pisces. So it can make us sort of inwardly, because it's subtle energy, unstoppable. Just thinking, you know, we can achieve our goals and we can just become more open to change. Negatively, it can add to the confusion and manipulation by ourselves and others, so just watch out for that. We have to sort of like find a balance between being idealistic and practical with this energy as well, and it just supports us in exploring our innermost fears and desires, unearthing our hidden strengths, and supporting us shedding our old skin and emerging of a more authentic version of ourselves as well, allowing us to be more determined and just work more sort of like focusedly and relentlessly into achieving whatever it is we want to achieve over this week. Can help us be more strategic, help us be more persuasive in our communication, and gives us influence over others, so we must use this power wisely as well. So ultimately it just supports us getting out of our comfort zones. Also today, Mars makes a quintile to Uranus. This again lasts up until the 5th of April. So again, it stimulates our creativity, but negatively can lead to sudden mood swings and rash decisions. So it's best to stay grounded and maintain self-control. But the Sun's aspect with Saturn and the quintile with Pluto is helping us do this as well. So, you know, it can help us think outside of the box. And the best use of this energy is, again, just staying open-minded, trusting our instincts, but also relying on logic and doing some careful planning. Venus also makes a conjunction to Neptune, so it's just a lot. So it's the same as a parallel, and Venus is also conjuncting in parallel and Neptune, which is the same thing, up until the 8th. So this energy is really, really, you know, overriding this week. So it can wants us to sort of like open up to spiritual practices, deeper meanings in life, and be more, look at things in more in depth rather than just be on the surface, looking at how we can break free from repetitive cycles. You know, you may have lived your life 20, 30, 40 years, what themes keep on coming up, what is it, you know, sometimes we say, oh, we're keeping attracting these sort of dodgy people and toxic relationships, but I think, and what I've learned, after a certain point, if we have 3 or 4 of these things, yes, we may attract others, but then we have to sort out the things that allow us to entertain, keep these people in our life, and what are the things that need to be healing us, so we no longer attract these relationships, are no longer open to these toxic sort of connections as well. So sort of like doing shadow work and sort of like not getting lost in addiction and imagination and daydreaming. Yeah, be creative, as I said before, follow your passions, but with all Neptune's transits and negativities, we can escape and from our day-to-day reality. So we just need to watch out for that. Overall, over the next week while Venus is conjunct and parallel Neptune, examine your past actions, forgive yourself and others to the best of your ability, and reflect on unhealthy patterns and illusions that you have in your heart, especially those around, you know, over romanticizing love. We all can fall into that. Relationships are hard work, and the best, if you want love, it's best to start by loving yourself. And of course, we've all got trauma, psychological, physical and emotional and spiritual, that stop us from doing this. So just slowly taking the time to work through all of our psychological wounds and traumas, meditation, yoga, journaling, emotional tapping, freedom technique and other things can help you as well. You know, go out there, research the best tools and strategies for you to break the pattern of, you know, living too much in illusion and fantasy. Fantasy is good, imagination is good, but we must also stay grounded and discerning in reality as well, especially when it comes to making decisions in our love lives and stuff like that as well. So yeah, that was the daily scope for the 3rd of April.